This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The EpiPen is a medical device that reverses severe allergic reactions. It's a lifesaver, and it joins a long list of critical medications that cost a lot of money. As part of KERA's One Crisis Away project, which explores life on the financial edge, Jessica Galashaw with United Way of Dallas joins me to talk about what families can do to combat skyrocketing medication costs. Jessica Galashaw, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
What kind of financial assistance is out there for people who can't afford certain medications?
Well, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot out there in terms of a singular clear program that somebody can go to find assistance. But there are a lot of organizations in our community, a lot of our United Way of Metropolitan Dallas service providers that are doing everything that they can to make sure that the families that come in to get services are able to access those prescriptions as well. For example, our partner Los Barrios Unidos, they are a community health clinic in West Dallas, and they actually have an on-site pharmacy. It's a federally qualified health center. That means that they meet a lot of really strict criteria in terms of their outcomes, in terms of the services that they're providing, who they're reaching. And they get some discounts on their medications through that. And then they pass those along to their uninsured patient.
So what's the next step for a family like this? Do they make a call to the United Way? And if the United Way can't help, are you able to branch out to other people, maybe suggest somebody else for them to call and get assistance with?
Yeah, well, you can actually visit our website, which is unitedwaydallas.org. And you can find information about all of our service provider partners who can help you find access and some other tips for folks. Now, a lot of our service providers really target lower income families, but the way that prescription prices are rising is really impacting families, even middle income families, families kind of across the economic spectrum.
Let's say I'm at the doctor's office. I've just been given a prescription for a medication that I or my partner or my kid needs to live, and it's super expensive. What alternatives do I have? Can my doctor help out?
Yeah, one of the first and best routes to take is to actually talk to your doctor about it. The pricing for medications is so complicated and complex. They don't necessarily know what it's going to cost you. It may have a price, but it depends on your insurance coverage. It depends on what kinds of coupons you're able to get or prescription assistant programs are out there. So you can talk to them and tell them, you know, I have problems affording that medication. I had this happened to myself, actually, when my little one needed a prescription for an ear infection. We went to get the prescription filled, and it was several hundred dollars, but there was a similar alternative that was only a $50 copay. I had to go back to my doctor and get her to review and make sure that that alternative would work for the situation, and then give me a new prescription for that other alternative. One of the good things in Texas, at least, is that the pharmacist can prescribe the generic without necessarily having to get the doctor's permission, and it'll indicate that on the label if they've done that. A lot of states, they actually can't do that without having to contact the doctor and the patient first.
But what is the difference between a generic and an alternative?
A generic is what's called a bioequivalent. It is basically the same medication. I mean, it has the same active ingredients. It delivers it to the patient in the same way. It works the same way. An alternative could be something that is a little bit different, or it could be a different medication that's used to treat the same thing. And so you have to talk to your doctor about alternatives because they may have side effects.
What advice do you have for people who have a limited budget but need prescriptions that are expensive or frequent medical care?
Talk to your doctor about alternatives. Talk to your pharmacist about generics. And don't be afraid to talk about those things, to bring them up. Shop around at different pharmacies. And of course, check out the prescription assistance programs. And you can always call 211 as well for assistance. They can help refer you to some local agencies that can help provide assistance.
Jessica Galashaw is the Senior Director of Health Initiatives for the United Way of Dallas. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.